The Speaker of Parliament, Anita Among, has called for increased efforts to improve menstrual hygiene by supporting the production and distribution of reusable sanitary pads across the country. Speaking during the commemoration of International Women's Day at Parliament, she asked women legislators to push for more funding to support girls and women. Among revealed that about 1.2 million Ugandan girls aged 12 to 18 face limited access to sanitary products, which has contributed to school dropouts. She noted that between 50 and 70% of girls miss or leave school due to menstrual health challenges. Among also asked the Parliamentary Budget Committee to propose tax incentives for sanitary pad production to make the products more affordable.
Currently, 1.2 million girls of 12 to 18 years in Uganda suffer from unlimited access to sanitary products. You have all gone through this. You will find that because of that, you will not be able to be at school because of the stigma, because you cannot afford the parts. So, as legislature, we should be able to lead that war or that fight. 50 to 70% of the girls have dropped out of school because of that issue of the menstrual. As Parliament, we ask the Minister of Finance and Economic Development to consider the tax incentives for sanitary pads in the tax proposals of 2026-2027.